Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith in Action. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Faith gives him justification for doing things for us or anybody that believes him that he's not doing for everybody else. If you get something from God that other people didn't get, it won't be because you're smarter or better or prettier. It'll be because you believed him enough to act on it where somebody else didn't. And other than that, it doesn't make any difference. Gender, age, color, background, education, none of that matters. It only matters, did you believe him? How do we know? You did it. They said, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. See, they're thinking they're waiting on him. Now it's up to him. We've asked very nicely. Right? Back up to verse 13. They lifted up their voices. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. If that's all you do is plead with the Lord to help you and have mercy on you, you can go year after year and not get help. It's happening all over the planet. They did the right thing by seeking Him. They did the right thing by asking for help. But what did they get when they came to him and asked for help? Instructions. Oh, come on, can you see this? Instructions. Instructions. What's the instruction? First word. G-O. Go. Show yourself to the priest. Now, I'm sure the enemy gave them 40 reasons why not to do that. Not all these priests are the nicest guys. I mean, some of these leaders of the Jews and doctors of the law and some of those guys were anti-Jesus and hard letter of the law, and you come in violating the law, not even supposed to be around other people. That's one of the last people you'd want to go see. You're hoping no priest saw you when you came in to see Jesus. Now you're going to go see him? It sounds like those other lepers, don't it? You going to go to the enemy's camp? What's the first thing you run into here? Fear. Fear. That's the first thing you run into. And it's the same with you. It's the same with me. You need a miracle. You need something from God. You're open to faith and believing Him and believing it's possible. You seek Him. He'll show you what to do. He'll tell you. But it oftentimes won't make sense to you. What has that got to do with this? Anybody remember the man that got sent to the river to dip? He was indignant. He thought, what? I got better rivers at home if I want to get in the river. Came here to be healed. And that's the kind of pride and unteachableness that keep you from getting your miracle. What did the Lord say? Fill the water pots up with water. You know what the first thing your head will say? Why? Why? We don't need water. Right? Why? Blind man came. Jesus, Jesus, have mercy. Come here, stand still. Now go wash that mud out of your eye. What are you thinking? Why'd you put the mud in my eye? Why? Why can keep you out of a miracle? Because it takes faith to overcome the fear. Fear of not knowing, not understanding. Just do it. Every step along the way, we talked about this last week, Phyllis and I, every step in the ministry thus far, you had to overcome the why. You had to overcome the fear. Why go to Branson? Why? What do I need in Branson? Why? Had no idea he's going to talk to us about a church. Not even an idea. Why go to Sarasota? Why not Tampa? Why not Fort Myers? Why Sarasota? Why? If you get to asking why too much, you get to reasoning, you can let the enemy talk you out of it. Why? Why do it? You don't need to know why. I said you don't need to know why. You just need to know what he told you to do. Right? Go show yourself to the priest. Who wants to do that? Might be some of the same priests that declared them unclean months or years ago. Maybe they're worse now than they were then. They kicked them out of town maybe 2 years ago. You want to go back and see that guy? Why? You should only go according to the law if you are already healed. If all your symptoms are already gone, then you go. And he examines you and sees about reinstating you. That hadn't happened. But faith calls those things that be not as though they were. Faith doesn't walk by sight nor feeling. Faith will just do what the Lord said do without having a clue of why. Go show yourself to the priest, Jesus said. And it came to pass. Help me out. It came to pass when God decided to heal them that they were healed. No. When were they cleansed? When did it happen? Why did it happen then? Why then? How did they get cleansed? This is incurable. This is terminal. They got parts of their body that are white, dead, no feelings, sloughing off of their body. I mean, they're living dead, half dead. And while they're walking, something happened. This flesh lifted back up. Blood started circulating in it. Feeling came back into it. Don't you know that was a good feeling? Feeling came back into their face. Woo! One of them looked and said, "Your eye, man, your eye. Look at your eye. Look at your eye." He said, "What? It's perfect. Your eye is perfect again. Look at your ear, man. I thought that ear was gone. You lost that ear. You got your ear back. You got your ear back." Is this a miracle?
Yes.
Do we believe in miracles?
Yes.
Is God the same yesterday, today, and forever? He's never changed. He's never lost his power. But there is a serious shortage of living faith in the earth. There's a serious shortage of real faith in the church. Serious shortage. There's a whole lot of people saying, "I believe." Just like the demons say, "I believe." But no action. Not doing anything. Listen to Young's literal translation. Very literal, author of the Concordance. He said, "Having seen them," he said to them, this is Young's literal, verse 14, "having gone on, show yourselves to the priests. And it came to pass, in their going, they were cleansed." That's what the Greek literally says. How were they cleansed?
In their going.
In their going is when their cleansing took place. What if they hadn't gone? What if they just stood there and kept begging Jesus? Please, 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 please. Please, please. That's not how it works. He only said what he heard the Father say. How's he going to change what the Father said, told him to say? Oh, please don't make us go. Please don't make us see the priest. He was mean to me last time. And boy, if we go in there, if we go anywhere around the temple and they see us, they're liable to stone us and kill us right there. Please. Can't you just heal us right here? You can heal us anywhere. Please. 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 I don't care if you say please 100,000 times. Is Jesus going to say, Father, forget what you told me. We have another plan. We're going to correct and replace what you... That's not how it works. That's not how it works. When he said, go dip in the river, you can get mad. You can burn rubber out of the driveway. You can pitch a fit. And you're going to still be sick when you get through pitching your fit. He had to humble himself, didn't he? He had to humble himself. Thank God he had a good man with him. They're racing down the road. He's mad. And the man finally said, sir, we came prepared. Money, clothes, stuff. Do something big. If he told us to do something big, we're ready. Why not just go do the thing he did say? Go dip in the river. Why not just do it? You know how a lot of people are. This guy's a general. He might have said, I have an idea. What? Let's just go to the river and dip. Sir, excellent idea. Excellent. Let's do it. He came, had to humble himself, had to humble himself. Who gets the grace? Humble, humble. Had to humble himself. You got to overcome the fear. You got to overcome the pride. You got to overcome the questions. And just get your bucket and go to the well and fill up the things. Right? Just get up and march toward the camp. Just get up and go wash the mud out of your eye. Whatever he says to you, just do it. Just do it. And if he really told you and you have enough faith to do it, you, my brother, my sister, are going to experience a manifestation of the power of God every time. Every time. Every time. Every time. This book is full of miracles. It's full of healing miracles. It's full of provision miracles. Financial miracle, isn't it? It's full of all kind of miracles. God has not changed. He did not stop. He has not ceased. Every time there's real living faith that moves, you'll see the living Spirit of God that moves. Every time.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Faith in Action, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.